brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another incredibly important worldwide transmission joining us today. That is, we have Charlie Daniels joining us today in the middle of this important worldwide transmission. And I have a splitting headache. I would not even be in here. I rarely have headaches this bad. But I have Charlie Daniels coming up today, so I am here. And we also have Joel Skousen popping in, dealing with Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. So, again, very, very important transmission lined up for everyone today. As you notice, the news just gets more and more, well, revealing that we're in the middle of an extreme global offensive by authoritarian corporate fascist operatives to bring in a ground-level socialist slash communist system to collectivize and destroy private property for the working and middle class, and concentrate all private property in the hands of the global bankers controlling that collective. Now, as you know, I spent almost the entire 3 hours yesterday covering the article by Paul Joseph Watson that has a real army document in it. In fact, some of the disinfo operatives aren't even denying it. It's a real army document because it's been declassified. They're simply saying, hey, what's the big deal with having PSYOP officers in domestic camps? We need them. I thought the camps didn't exist, but now, well, of course. I mean, the Star Spangled Banner. For the land of the FEMA camp and the home of the re-education center. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, the TSA agent has grabbed your 5-year-old daughter by the arm. She's crying as he gropes her. He's enjoying the fear. Get back in line, mister, or we'll hurt your little dear. Yes, that is our, in fact, I've gotten the Star Spangled Banner. And I was just going to play the Star Spangled Banner music under me today and just impromptu make something up. But I'm actually, over the weekend, I'm going to take the words and actually write a new one. Usually when I do silly singing and stuff, it's totally impromptu. But I want to give you the New World Order Star Spangled Banner. I think it's going to be quite effective. In fact, I think you should do your own and sing it on YouTube so we can just illustrate how ridiculous all this is. So, digressing, ladies and gentlemen, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. And then one of our guests pointed out a document that's been public for some time yesterday. Dan Feit was on the show, and he pointed out National Level Exercise 2011, docs found an Army Corps file server. They were classified, but somebody put them in a public place. Thank you. We'll take those. File server proved upgraded for secret civil disturbance operations complain or conplan 3502, which shows how they round everybody up and take you to the re-education center. So we've got those incredible graphics from the plan. And then, of course, we have this little jewel. I've wasted a lot of time. I think about how I've been on air 17 years, and I haven't been hardcore enough. We really do have wasted years. Not anymore. I'm turbo charging to the next level. And I'm telling it like it is. No more holding back. This stuff's been hidden in plain view forever. And the collaborators out there that work for this system, you are going to be judged. We'll be back with the big breaking news.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Day of May 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours at least. The bomb's bursting in air. That our flag was still there, but it's not still there. The globalists have captured the federal government. They have captured most states. They are openly announcing world government and that the president is under UN command, and that the Congress is ceremonial and vestigial. The entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being systematically hacked up with a machete in front of all of us, and I personally have had enough of it. We do have Charlie Daniels, who is fighting back for the Second Amendment with Gun Owners of America, with a new film coming out. I love Charlie Daniels. Some of my favorite old-style, real country folk music. I don't really call it country. It's more folk. He's going to be joining us. He's so country, it's pre-country. He's going to be coming on with us here in about 25 minutes. And he's also been speaking out against Agenda 21 and the New World Order. So Charlie Daniels is on fire, and he's really waking up to the New World Order. So I look forward to having him on with us for the first time. That said, Yesterday, we covered this story for the entire 3 hours. And I'm going to get Joel Skousen popping in about an hour and a half from now to give us his quick take on that and this other little piece of news. And I saw this in the Washington Times. I went and looked it up in the Russian news, and it's true. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. In a meeting with NATO, Russian Chief General Staff, that's their Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, said, fine, go ahead and activate those, or right before you activate them, we're going to attack them. Because, see, that then allows the West to launch a first strike and use the missile defense to shoot down the Russian response. That's what they're saying. I mean, we are not in Kansas anymore. I mean, the Russians during the Cuban Missile Crisis weren't in 61, 62, were not threatening to attack. That was just clearly a option on the table. The Russians during 888, back in 08, the attack on Georgia, the Russian-held areas rolled missiles in and said we're preparing to launch nuclear missiles on NATO forces, and NATO pulled out. I mean, this is just an insane game of brinksmanship. And the globalists may think because they've cowed the American people and dominated us and can take the troops' death benefits the last 12 years. When you die, they steal your death benefits. That's on record. A deal the Feds signed with Prudential and others. And they may be able to sign us on to a quadrillion plus in fake derivatives. I mean, just because the globalists can make 40-to-1 bets and Corzine can lie before Congress and steal billions and not get in trouble, still, you bankers are going to start a nuclear war. And I guess that's why you got all the bunkers built. You're doing whatever you can to get the Russians to launch an attack. And I guess you'll just crawl into your bunkers while the rest of us get nuked. It's disgusting. It's truly disgusting what these arrogant globalists have done. All right, so that is coming up. But here is our top story. And you guys do have the Weather Underground video ready, correct? Okay, we're going to go to that in a moment. That's the video that is in this little gem of an article. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. Weather Underground terrorists plan to eliminate or kill 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Now, this was later confirmed in federal court. They admitted to this, and they were allowed to kill police, citizens, you name it. And it turned out, of course, Bill Clinton, the few they sent to prison, Bill Clinton, a decade and a half or so later, gave them all pardons. And Bill Ayers is the guy that helped put Obama through college. He lived with him. They helped pay for his house. Let me explain this again. The president's main mentor, I'm going to play video of this in a moment, wanted to take 25 million of you, and of course I, obviously, to torture camps and re-educate us. And they thought that, more than 25 million would be taken. 25 million would have to be killed. Well, you don't think we're just going to go along with you when those army trucks pull up, do you? I mean, just because you guys now command our military, you don't just think the military's not going to figure out what's going on. You don't think the police aren't going to figure out what's going on. Listen, we've got you in check, and we're going to checkmate you, scum. We're going to take this country back, and we're going to arrest you, and you're going to get a jury trial, and then you're not going to get eliminated. Here's people that like to kill everybody. See, the communists always want to get rid of the death penalty in their phase of takeover. Then they bring it back as soon as they're in command. So we're not going to give you what you want and act like you. You'll just spend life in prison. How's that sound? As an example to everyone. But if you ever do start carrying out your killings, you will get a jury trial, and then you'll get hung by the neck until dead. We need to bring that back. That's the best way to do it. Not the lethal injection, not any of that. I like hanging. And we've got Larry Grafwald, and I want to try to get him on. This all came out in federal court. This is confirmed. This is from a 1982 documentary. But my point is, people are saying, Alex, we saw you play this 10 years ago. We saw Glenn Beck play it last year after we played it again. I mean, this is not new news. It's new because, you see, the military has been given, for the first time we know of, not plans for civil unrest. That's been on the books forever, since riots in New York hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago. This, that's one thing. It's one thing if there's a fire or riots or things like that. This is taking you to re-education camps for your political views. And let me assure you, they're not going to be taking the weathermen to the re-education camp. And they shouldn't. There shouldn't be re-education camps. That's right out of Lenin, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. That's the communist model. And in the re-education camps, folks, they don't really re-educate anybody. They arrest a bunch of people that are on the fence, take them in there, and torture people they're planning to kill anyways in front of them, and then create internal armies that'll go out and rat out and go after whoever they want. They have these camps to identify, just like they've done at Abu Ghraib in Iraq and Camp X-Ray and Camp X inside of X-Ray. They take a bunch of innocent people, most of them below the age of 14, to create the next wave after 5-6 years of conditioning to lead the new Al-Qaeda or to lead the new opposition. They release people out of the camps to go infiltrate the resistance, the counter-revolution. They release them out to then go out and infiltrate and try to radicalize and do other things. All right, so here it is. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Paul Watson countered the shoddy disinformation operatives that tried to claim it didn't affect the U.S. with a screenshot and book note. We already had this, but in great detail. A long article titled, Yes, the Re-Education Camp Manual Does Apply Domestically to U.S. Citizens. And it explains Social Security numbers, how to arrest citizens for their political beliefs, how to re-educate, the brainwashing, the loudspeakers, all of it. Go read it. Go look at it. Go check the document. And no one's denying the document's real, just like NDAA, all of it. Now, let's go ahead and start getting to this story that's up on InfoWars.com. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. It's on the featured news area. Whether underground terrorists plan to eliminate 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Okay, and this all came out in federal court. This was admitted. He was part of the Central Committee and would go give the orders to the operatives on the ground by the Ford Foundation-funded banker terrorist. Here is the beginning of that video with Larry Graffwall. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of.
I first saw this video when locals were airing it in the mid-90s on Access. And I would have arguments with Kelly and others, you know what his last name said, and I would say, they're never going to bring foreign troops here, we'd fight them. And he said, you don't understand, they're slowly training different groups of military to do this, here are the documents, and now it's all out in the open. I mean, all these foreign troops they plan to use in different sectors. They select out the small portion of U.S. troops that'll do this, the small portion of police that'll do this, put them in special units under FEMA. That's now all announced. Let me give you the document. Con Plan 3502, Master Pentagon Blueprint, RNC G20 lockdowns. Just look it up. And people put stuff on servers and don't know they're making them public. That's, and the government confirms that that's real. And this new one was classified, but they've now declassified it. So that's Con Plan 3502. We're going to come back and play the clip in its entirety. I just wanted to stop, and you're hearing this. And notice when they take over, they say they're not worried about the economy. No, they want starvation and things to break down. Lenin, 30-plus million. Stalin, they debate 25 to 35 million. Poland, Ukraine, Russia, and they just turn everything off. They just take over, hoard everything, sit there in armored fortresses while everybody starves to death and fights, sending out men in tanks and armored vehicles to just grab people randomly. Lenin's memos even say that. Just randomly grab people. Rape their wives in front of them. Blow their kids' heads off. More terror. It's called red terror. This is banker terror. New World Order terror. And they've got their spies and their people everywhere, and perverts and sickos who can't wait to rape your wife and rape your children. We'll be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Charlie Daniels is coming up, and he's speaking out about the globalist takeover of America. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to this. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps, whether underground terrorists planned to eliminate, that's kill 25 million U.S. citizens. Let's start that over, in re-education camps. And then now we have this 300-plus page document. In fact, here it is, FM 3-39.40, internment resettlement operations. overseas and domestically, February 2010, political dissidents for their views in the camps being re-educated, in political re-education camps. They even call it re-education camps. I mean, this is directly out of North Korea. Okay? Get the article at Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to Twitter it out during the next break. In fact, let's remind me of Twitter that Charlie's about to be on. In fact, I'll be talking to him during the break, so will one of you guys do that for me? Just ask Kurt to Twitter it out, saying, hey, Charlie Daniels is coming up. Thank you at Real Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and go to this clip, because you should know this is what they have planned. And this is the mentor of Obama, and this is the head general there in their communist Politburo here in the U.S. He's the man who would go out and give the orders to the rest of the people. This was the plan. He's in the meetings. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking.
Good pause.
And teach them.
Back it up 10 seconds. We can hear that again. And then what did Rex 84, years after this film came out, and it came out in court, under the Reagan administration, of course, Reagan didn't know what was going on, but during his administration, the government had this for illegals, communists, and others. So how do you sell the conservatives? You tell them it's for the communists, but it's really the globalist plan. The globalist pose as communist, as fascist, as Muslim extremist, but it's always the globalist. It's just different tools they're using. Let's continue where they talk about the extermination in the camps. Here we go.
Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. Now, I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982. Larry Grathwall, who later became an informant. But this all came out in court. They admitted their plan to do this. And again, people accuse us of having headlines that are too hardcore. I called Paul up this morning, does a great job, and I said, I want you to change your headline from incarcerate 25 million Americans to eliminate. So we changed it to eliminate. And then I was watching it again. He says kill, because some people are already arguing what eliminate means. So I'm going to call Watson in the break and go, I'm sorry. Even when I was trying to be more hardcore to show the reality, I couldn't deal with this mentally. So I whitewashed it in my mind to eliminate. He says kill. So we'll change that word in the headline to kill. Or I'm guilty of whitewashing. And again, people didn't believe the communists would do what they did in Russia or China or any of these places, Latin America. Communists have killed conservatively. You can debate the numbers. It's over 150 million. I mean, it is incredible. And they do this. They come in and they do it and they mean it. And that's what Agenda 21 is. That's what they're doing. And it's up to you to get these articles and videos at Infowars.com and get them out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Attention gun owners. As you know, liberal politicians and activist judges are out to take away our Second Amendment rights, and it's no secret that they want to use ammo regulation to do so. This is why it's so important to stock ammo now. But storing ammo can cause significant problems because ammo is still prone to deterioration over time, like tarnishing brass, surfaces that get rough and dirty which don't allow them to feed right, and even the breakdown of the gunpowder. All problems which can cause a firing malfunction when you need it most. Now, for the first time ever, you can buy ammo that lasts forever. Ready Reserve Ammo's patent-pending nitrogen preservation system seals and immerses your ammo in pure nitrogen, creating an inert and dry atmosphere that preserves your ammo indefinitely. It's your choice. Buy ammo that is subject to deterioration and malfunction, or buy ammo that lasts forever. Visit ReadyReserveAmmo.com or call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveAmmo.com.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you."
Oh, man, it is hard to turn that off.
The devil is due.
That is one of my favorite songs in country, western, folk, you name it, and my children love it. We routinely listen to it when we're cooking breakfast in the morning. Part of the greatest hits with Johnny Cash and people like that in the background. But this is the first time I've ever talked to him, and I'm almost tongue-tied. Charlie Daniels, he needs no introduction. But the best part is he's always loved America. He's always defended the Bill of Rights and Constitution, including the Second Amendment. And now he's really coming out against the globalists, the New World Order, Agenda 21. And I was just talking to him the last two or three minutes before we went live here. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com. He's on tour nationwide right now. But he told me he's not here to talk about that. He's here to talk about Agenda 21 and the new documentary that he's voiced called Behold a Pale Horse on the Second Amendment and more. Mr. Daniels, great to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be with you. And that's, you know, everybody needs to be talking about Agenda 21. This is another one. You know, one of the things that really scared me, and should scare everybody, up one morning, and after a midnight session of Congress, we could be, there could be, I mean, no telling what could be done. And this Agenda 21 is an evil, diabolical thing. It is global in scope, and everybody needs to know about it. I think people know about it. We have an army about it.
Well, you write about it at charliedaniels.com. Tell us about your, you know, political awakening that's, I guess, decades old, but currently what you're most focused on. And let's talk about Agenda 21 and why people should be concerned about it.
Well, let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world, and there must be a shift in attitudes. Individual wants, needs, and desires are to be conformed to the views and the dictates of government planners in the process of implementing sustainable development. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. That's for starters. That, if that shocks anybody, then you should dig a little deeper into this thing. And just go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Just go look it up. It's the information, they've been pretty bold about it, I will say that. And the information is readily available on the Internet. This is a thing that, you know, I mean, it goes on into no individual ownership of property. I heard a thing the other day. I raise farm animals. I raise cows and horses. And there was a bill that passed. I didn't know what it passed at the time, but it was called the Food Protection Act. That might not have been the exact.
Yeah, the Food Safety Act. Food Safety Act.
Right. And I called our two senators. I called. It was in the Senate at the time, and I called Senator Lamar Alexander's office, and I called Senator Corker's office. And I said, I asked, of course, I didn't talk to either one of them, but I talked to their aides. And I asked a guy, it had already, I didn't know, I thought it was on the floor. It had passed. Senator Alexander had voted for it. I called Senator Corker's, and I asked a guy, I said, what about the small farm? Oh, Senator Alexander would never do anything hurt farmers. Called Senator Corker's office. Well, Senator Corker voted against it. Now, you know, what's the deal here? If it's good for the state of Tennessee, why would one senator vote for it and one vote against it? The thing about it to me is this, and what people don't realize is that it has to be brought home to people. You say, okay, if you know, things go south, I got an acre of ground, I go ahead and plant a garden, I'll get me a cow, a couple of pigs, and some chickens. No, you won't, because under the Food Protection Act, they could come in and say, you can't grow anything because you're spreading bad stuff into the food supply. I saw a thing the other day about mad cow disease out in California. It's becoming, okay, you're endangering the health of all the animals in the country by your animals, so you can't grow your animals anymore. That sounds very, very far-fetched, but that is the scope of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 wants to reduce the population of planet Earth by some, I'm afraid to even say it because it really makes me sound crazy, but some tremendous event. Earth is God to these people, and they're, you know, we're mistreating the Earth, us evil human beings. The Bible says God gave, you know, he gave this Earth to man.
Dominion.
To subdue, and the animals on it, everything on it. And it, Earth is not God. I love the Earth. I'm a very earthy sort of person, but it is not my God. It is not a God. It doesn't have any power. And we have mistreated it. I know we've mistreated it, but it's, the Earth is perfectly capable of refurbishing itself.
I was about to say, Charlie Daniels, our guest, they don't care about the environment, these globalists. They've got a lot of people that follow them that do, that are misguided. It's all about a power grab. Under Agenda 21, Obama can shut down coal power plants that his buddies don't own, and he's done it, and then that makes General Electric and others, who, by the way, are tax-exempt under this fraud, they make giant profits. It's about monopolies. And when you talk about the Food Safety Act, you're right. Big Pharma and Big Agro wrote it to shut down family farms. I mean, look at them going after the Amish. I'm just backing you up here, Charlie. Look at them going after people with lemonade stands. Look at them going after gardens. The system does not want us self-sufficient.
Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
There is something afoot here right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something. And the one thing that really scares me is the fact that we are one Supreme Court justice away from Obama doing just about any damn thing he wants to do. I mean, if you can't get it through the Congress, Congress and Senate would never have enough guts to try to take people's guns away from them. They would not do it. They know it would be political suicide. But if it's done through the Supreme Court, it becomes the law of the land. I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well. But if they come out and people say, well, I will not give them my guns, it'd take about one or two Ruby Ridges and Waco's to convince people, hey, it ain't worth it. You know, and that's how deep this thing goes. It's, you know, it scares the heck out of me. Now, I'm 75 years old. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'll live to see this stuff implemented or not, but I got a kid and I got grandkids, and I don't want to see them live in a world that Big Brother runs, and you got to worry about some Nazi-type SOB come knocking on the door in the middle of the night and taking you to task about some opinion that you have. Hate crime. You know, to me, what is a hate crime? I mean, you know, if you kill somebody, you must hate them. I mean, how many
exactly.
times do you kill somebody? If you hate somebody, if it's a hate crime, do you kill them twice? What is it? You know, what's the difference? So, you know, this stuff, these little things in this Obamacare thing that was passed, we have a congressman named Bart Gordon in Tennessee that he was not going to run again. He voted again. He voted for the Obamacare knowing that his constituency did not want it. He has disappeared. Nobody even knows where he's at. I've tried to call him out. He owes it to the people who put him in office to come out and tell us why he voted for it.
And now we see Obama, Charlie Daniels is our guest right now, giving 2,000-plus companies waivers. So, again, his buddies get waivers from what he does. That's total discrimination. But going back to the Second Amendment, as you know, I know you're a big supporter of them, the NRA, and they're usually pretty, you know, conservative about what they say. They have the intel, and the Washington Times reported on this last year, that in his second term, he is going to try to ban semi-autos. And then we got documents that he told the Brady campaign, don't worry, I'm going to do it, quote, under the radar. And remember that tape that got recorded, you know, people have, where he said, yeah, these Bible-hugging, you know, gun-hugging, bitter clingers. And so absolutely, sir, they are coming after our guns. What about Fast and Furious, where Obama shipped guns into Mexico and CBS got the memos to blame the Second Amendment?
Well, I think Eric Holder, for the two things, he should have been, if he did that, he should be impeached and run out of office. He claimed he didn't know about it. If he did, he should be run out for incompetence. How do you cross guns into a sovereign nation across international borders, and nobody knows about it except the peons that work in the thing? Now, just tell me, how do you do that? If the Obama administration is that incompetent, if they can do that, if they can carry guns across state lines, I mean, across international borders and give them to people, or, I mean, in essence, that's what happened. It's not that they didn't actually carry them across themselves. I mean, once, and you don't know about it, it's going on in your department, will you fire everybody in your department, if you know? But this guy knew about it. He had to know about it. There's no way Holder didn't know about that thing. I don't care what he said. And I honestly, and I will accuse him of lying if he says he don't know anything about it. He knew it. He knew it early on. He didn't do anything about it. He's such an arrogant SOB that he thinks that anything he does, he can get away with. And, you know, this is just any other administration would have fired him 2 years ago. And this guy's wreaking havoc with America. He's wreaking havoc in Arizona. People knew what was going on in Arizona. I met the family of a rancher, a third generation or so rancher in Texas who was killed by people coming across the border. I mean, this is a family. It's a good American family that make a good, honest living off the land and are good people. And their father and their husband have been killed by these people who come across the border. This is what's happening all along the border. You don't hear about it. But every time somebody comes across, some of these people come across, certainly they come across there. They just want to make a living, okay? You want to make a living, you want to do it. Go do it like everybody, my people did when they came over from Ireland and other people when they came from Germany and Israel and all these places, immigrated here. Why? Just because they live next to us. People from Canada can't do that. People from Canada can't walk across the border. This is so daggone totally political and so base expanding and so, you know, a contingency thing that we get this many voters. We get what? Tell me something. How can you go and do the bank and cash a check, and it makes you put out a picture ID. I can't catch a plane without putting a picture ID. I can't vote in my state, and they know who I am. I vote the same polls all the time, but you got to present that ID before they're going to let you vote. And you mean to tell me that it's right to let people go vote and we don't even know if they're citizens?
Well, Charlie, as you know, all over the country, right here in Austin, they let the illegals basically vote. They let them get bank accounts with no ID. But I've got to go show three sometimes at my bank. The point is that the government elite are on top. The illegals are second. Citizens are third class. And the government just ignores laws whenever they want. It's totally lawless. This is globalism. Now, talking about Agenda 21 and this whole world government situation, I'm seeing a huge awakening. Arizona's on the verge of passing it. Another state has passed a law against it. Other states are passing laws against the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans. It does look like there is an awakening happening. And to go back to that song you had about, you know, America waking up and getting, you know, together again, you know, we damn sure fooled you. I think we're on the cusp of another big awakening.
I certainly hope you're right. I hope you're right. I was involved in the National Day of Prayer, you know, yesterday, and I was making speeches. And one of the big things I was talking about, the further away we get from God, the more lost we get. And, I mean, it's just it's an absolute fact. And this thing of being upset when you see a cross somewhere or something in this little handful of people want to remove, you know, and they'll tell you, these people will tell you now, just rank and file citizens, well, this constitutional separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution. It says nothing about separation of church and state. It says Congress shall pass no law concerning religion.
That's right. Congress can make no law. And I take a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying he didn't want to have one church, a one state religion, and they twist it. So instead, the government runs a religion, and they say that's the Constitution, when that's the opposite. Government cannot touch it, cannot do anything, zero. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Charlie Daniels, you are absolutely on target.
Well, you know, that part of the law in the Constitution was to protect the church from the government, not the government from the church. And it's all twisted around. But, you know, if we start talking about, you know, things that offend you, I see stuff all the time that offend me. But I'm not going to go out and do a protest about it because, I don't like it. If other people want to, you know, have lewd pictures up and that sort of thing, I don't have to look at it. I can walk right by it. Don't bother me. Why can't you do the same thing with the cross? It's like these people just go around and look for little things that, and what the situation is, it's not separation of church and state, it's separation of God and state. That's what they want to do.
Well, sir, as you know, they want to replace it with this fake environmentalism. It's in 21. They admit in the UN they want a global religion. They said that at the last big UN summit that Lord Monckton and others that were there saw and got the documents on. This is a cult, and you notice it's just Christianity. They're even telling people not to wear shirts with a cross on it in the mall now. It's an idea that you don't have freedom of speech in this country.
Oh, we have freedom of speech in this country, and I will wear any dead blame thing I'm pleased to. And, you know, I mean, that's just a situation. No, I hope people listening, people don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated by this stuff. The biggest part of these things that you're hearing are not law. They're not law in this country. Separation of church and state is not law. It's not constitutional. This thing, Agenda 21 that we're talking about, please don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to believe it. So go look it up on your internet. Go check it for yourself. It is very real. It's been going on since back in the 70s. Some of the most powerful people in the world are connected to it and endorsing it and promoting it. And the UN, which in my book should be the building, should be pushed into the East River or turned into a homeless hotel and run them people out of here. Let them go to Paris. It's just a toothless debating society, anti-American debating society, I should say. Can you imagine these idiots running anything? They can't find their way to the bathroom, and they want to run. They want to take over our national parks. They want to say what we can do with our food chain, what kind of animals we can raise, and this sort of thing. It ain't. It's just like you said a while ago. This is total power grab, total control.
Expanding on that. Break down what you cover in the film Behold a Pale Horse.
Well, this basically the the Hold the Pale Horse goes into Agenda 21. It explains it more fully. It talks about the things that are going on, that have been going on, and where they're headed, how far this thing goes. It talks about it's about a global, and I hesitate to use the word conspiracy because it's been so overused, and so, but let's say a lot of people in the world, very powerful people, presidents, high politicians in other places, the biggest bankers in the world, the media moguls, the people that basically run the big media, that run the networks, the governments, the industry, the big industry, the big banks.
Charlie, stay there. Sorry to interrupt you. We got a break. I want to come back and get into this. And it's a local Fredericksburg, Central Texas filmmaker, and it's got Joel Skousen, Edwin Vieira, Larry Pratt. Man, all these great people in it. Of course, it's narrated by the one, the only, Charlie Daniels, who's on with us right now. CharlieDaniels.com is his site. My site's InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, Behold a Pale Horse with Charlie Daniels just came out, and my crew reminded me, hey, the guy that made that lives out in Fredericksburg. He wanted you to be in it. That's why everybody's in it but you, and just fell through the cracks, just like Aaron Russo tried to get me in America, Freedom to Fascism. I have got to start being in these films, but it doesn't matter. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's powerful. Folks can just Google Behold a Pale Horse film and find it out there, or Behold a Pale Horse Charlie Daniels, and not confuse it with the book that's out there by William Cooper. And I can't wait to see it. And and certainly had the filmmaker on, another great Texan out there. Finishing up with Behold a Pale Horse, Charlie has agreed to stay with us 20 minutes in the next hour to take calls on any issue you want to raise for him. 800-259-9231 on this Friday edition, 800-259-9231, to talk to the legendary Charlie Daniels. Doesn't get any more country than that, doesn't get any better fiddling than that. And he joins us again right now. Briefly getting back into Behold a Pale Horse, and then I've got a question for you about where you see this country going in the future. Charlie Daniels.
An awful lot of that depends on, you know, what happens in this next election, in my opinion. I personally think if Obama gets elected again and gets any kind of less, the other side gets, and I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I don't claim allegiance to either party. I just can't see any good coming out of it. If you stop and figure, you cannot get out of debt by spending money. And this debt has got to be tackled at some time or other. Our entitlement thing has to be tackled at one time or another. The country's just going to go broke. And, you know, this, we got to see what happens and hopefully make some gains and build on that. But the whole thing about it is, like I said, that, you know, the further we get away from God, the worse off this country gets. And I just, that was a National Day of Prayer yesterday, and there were a lot, millions of people around the country that were praying for, you know, for God to intervene and help us get back on the right path here. So that's the main thing. And I don't see any good coming out of another Obama administration. I'm sorry. I don't hate the man. I don't hate anybody. But I just, I do not see his policy working at all.
Well, look, Obama has openly said he wants a world government, and he doesn't believe in individual liberty. He is a tyrant. And I look at now a leaked army document. Obama had him set up a plan for re-education camps in America. And this just broke yesterday, so you probably haven't seen it. But then I have this video of breaking down Bill Ayers, who was for re-education camps. That came out in the federal court. And he, of course, was Obama's mentor. But to learn that they're trying to get the army, and that's why this leak, the army doesn't like it, to prepare to basically round up political dissenters, that means us, and re-educate us. Boy, I tell you, this is, what do you think of that if it's true, Charlie? I know you haven't had a chance to see it yet.
I think it's going to be a hell of a war in this country, exactly what I think. You can't stand still for this. There's no way you can stand still. That's what I was talking about, the midnight knock on the door. What's the difference between here and Soviet Union if we do that? That's what they do in China. That's what they do in North Korea. That's what they did in the Soviet Union back in the old Iron Curtain days. That is not America. That we cannot allow that to happen in America. And anybody who promotes that, Obama, Holder, whoever, need to be gone. They do not need to be in any position of power at all. That's what we've got to do somehow. We've got to get away from these people in any society.
Sir, but we're about to go to break. There is some good news. Record numbers of guns are being sold, 5 million in 1 month, a few months ago. The American people say it's because they don't trust this president and this government. So I think the system needs to understand that.
Well, I think we need to understand it, too. And I tell you what, anything to do with guns ain't going well. I live in Tennessee, and people treasure their guns there. And, you know, I mean, for hunting and target shooting and stuff and protection. But it ain't going to go well in my party country at all. It's not going to go damn good.
Yeah, we know. Tennessee, the volunteer state, helped found Texas. And Tennessee's thrown bad governments out before. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.